I grew up, grew up in Tacoma, and so when our brother gave me a call and asked me if I could speak to the children, the standard procedure in Tacoma was you always had to have a story and a brown bag. And so I have a brown bag here, and I have a few stories. And I'm going to apologize to half of the front row because I think half of the front row is pretty familiar with my stories. But I wanted to, as I thought about what to talk about this morning, we were also teaching our children the memory verse, and something struck me in the memory verse, and that is the part that says, Jesus saith, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so I want to talk a little bit about the way. As a preface, let's turn to Isaiah, to a well-known verse. Isaiah chapter 53. I'm going to read verse 6, and then I'm going to ask a question, and Evan and my two sons are excluded from answering the question. I'm going to ask if somebody can figure out what I have in the bag and what I'm going to talk about. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Who can take a wild guess as to what I'm going to talk about? Sheep. You've heard the story. You cheat. Okay, so back at my house, we have a couple acres, and we have some animals. And among those animals, we have some sheep. And out of all the animals that we have, and we have quite a variety of animals, we've learned more from the sheep than we've learned from anything else. And I think one of the reasons we've learned a lot of lessons from the sheep is in the Word of God, you and I are referred to as sheep. This verse here tells us, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And we can learn a lot about ourselves as we consider sheep. And so I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about some sheep. In the bag here, so you won't keep wondering what I have here, I have a sheepskin. And I'm going to pass this around. And this is a sheepskin from one of the sheep that we had. I'm going to pass it around to those who want to touch it. And if you are, I'm going to say, under a teenager, and you come to me after meeting, I will give you a piece of this sheepskin. I have a knife, and we'll cut you off a piece of sheepskin. You want to touch it? It's nice and soft. You guys can pass that around. Be careful, we'll get hairs on your clothes. But we've learned a lot about sheep from the sheep that we've had. And I want to tell you a few stories that we can learn about sheep. There's a few reasons why we are compared to sheep in the Word of God. And they're pretty poignant reasons. One of the primary characteristics of sheep is their followers. Here, I'll take it back to the back. Sheep are followers. What does it... Did you feel it? Anybody back here? I'll leave it right here. Sheep are followers. And so that was one of the first things we noticed about sheep when we got sheep is if you get one of them to do something, all the rest will do the same thing. And there's a lot of lessons for us in that. We learned over the course of time, that sheep are very needy. We put more effort into taking care of our sheep than any of the other animals that we had on our farm. They have to have their feet trimmed on a regular basis, and they have to have more medications. They have to have special food. They require a lot of effort, and the same is true of us. We are very needy people. There's some other things about sheep that are very interesting. Sheep, if you have a flock of sheep, they get to know you if you spend time with them. And they will respond to you, generally speaking. But if a stranger comes up, if you came over to our house and walked out in the sheep's pasture, they would run from you. And the same thing is true of us. And we learned some poignant lessons from that. There's a few other things, and we'll mention them as time passes here. But I want to tell you a story about one of the sheep that we have, or that we had. And this sheep was actually Toby's ewe. And this sheep we purchased from a man that lived over in Tri-Cities. It's about an hour away from us. And he was selling some sheep for seemed like a pretty good deal. And they were the kind of sheep that we wanted. And so we went over and talked to him, and he showed us the sheep that he had out in the pasture, and he said, well, the deal is this. If you want to buy any sheep from me, you have to catch them yourself. His sheep were wild. They were completely wild. You go out in the pasture and they would run from him, not only us. But we decided that we wanted some of his sheep, and so we managed to figure out a way to catch some of those sheep, and we put them in a trailer and we took them home. We paid for them. And children, there are, you might call them shepherds. I don't know if I would use that word. There are people in this world that are like the owner of those sheep that we went and purchased. They have no care for the sheep. He never went and interacted with those sheep. He did not have a relationship with those sheep. Those sheep were completely wild. The pasture that they were in had almost no grass in it. And they were malnourished. He didn't care for those sheep. When I talked to him, he said that he had purchased the sheep, three or four sheep, a number of years ago, and to keep his pasture mowed. And he would throw them a little hay in the wintertime, and other than that, he didn't do anything with the sheep. He was not a good shepherd. And this morning, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're serving a master like that man was. You're serving Satan, and Satan doesn't care for you as sheep. He has no interest in your well-being, only for what he can get from you and from me. And so we took those sheep home and we put them in our pasture with a lot of green grass, and it wasn't too long and those sheep were doing quite well. And we added them to some other of our sheep, but we noticed one thing. At that point in time, I think we bought 4 or 5 sheep, a couple ewes, those are mothers, and a few young lambs. And Toby had one of the ewes. And I'm not sure why, but Toby named his ewe Sabinki. Don't ask me why. You'll have to ask Toby. But he named this sheep Sabinki. There was something interesting about Sabinki. And that was Sabinki was a very good mother. She, and the time that she spent on our farm, she gave us a lot of lambs. So in that sense, she was a good sheep. But there was something else about Sabinki that we learned. And that was, she was not going to be our sheep. Turn with me to John chapter 10. I'm going to read a few verses here. In John chapter 10, the Lord speaks to us about sheep. And He has some lessons for us about sheep. I'm going to read John chapter 10 and verse 2. But he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and his sheep follow them, for they know his voice. You know, over the course of time, we made friends with our sheep. I had a little bucket, and I would put some grain in that bucket, and the sheep loved that grain. And as soon as I would go out in the pasture with that bucket of grain, I would literally be mobbed. I would have sheep on every side, and they would all be interested in what I had in that bucket, except for one sheep. Every time I went out in the pasture, I would pet those sheep, I would talk to them, I would call them by name, and I would feed them grain. But Sabinki would always hang out in the outskirts. She never would come up to me. She was unwilling to trust me. Dear children, I hope you're not like Sabinki. You see, I paid the price to that farmer, that other man in Tri-Cities, for Sabinki, and we brought her home. And you could say that I had purchased Sabinki as my sheep, but she was not going to submit herself and trust me and be my sheep. And the same thing is true this morning of you. The Lord Jesus has paid the price, full and free. He's paid the price for your salvation. But you have to accept Him as your Savior. I hope that each one in this room has accepted the Lord Jesus as their own Savior. We'll read verse 11. Verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. You see, the Lord Jesus was saying these words, and He gave His life to pay the price of your sins and mine. And He is the good shepherd. The good shepherd cares for the sheep. Now, I wouldn't call myself a good shepherd. I wouldn't have given my life for the sheep that I have on my farm. But I did care for my sheep. And every couple months we would take them and we would give them the medications that they need, and we would trim their feet and care for those sheep. And we would move them from pasture to pasture to make sure that they had adequate feed. And in the wintertime, we would take them and we would put them in the barn and give them shelter and everything that they needed to be happy. And yet, as we treated all the sheep the same, we didn't treat Sabinki any differently. Sabinki refused to be one of my sheep. And over the course of the time, I actually had several Sunday school messages where I would talk about Sabinki, and there's a pretty poignant lesson from the life of Sabinki. And I would tell people, I said, you know, there's going to come a day when it's not going to be profitable for me to keep Sabinki on my farm, and she's going to have to be sold. Well, one of the other things that we learned about sheep is, and if I can, for just a minute, I want to speak to those who are older in this room. One of the other characteristics of sheep is they don't like to show that they're sick. And as we look around this room, there's a lot of young people here. And those of us that are a little older, unless we're paying very close attention to our young people and our children, we may not know that they are sick. Sabinki had a habit of being off by herself. And this last spring, Sabinki contracted some kind of a disease. And we didn't notice anything that was wrong with Sabinki because she was always off by herself anyway. And when we figured out that there was something wrong with Sabinki, I went and caught her and I picked her up in my arms and I took her up to the barn and put her in the barn and we gave her some medications. A few hours later, we came out and she was dead. Dear young people, those that watch for your souls may not notice that you're not doing very well if you hide it. We didn't notice that there was a problem with Sabinki until it was too late. Dear one, this morning, Sabinki was pretending to be one of my sheep. And everyone else in this room cannot tell whether you are pretending to be one of the Lord's lambs, one of the Lord's sheep. And if you pretend, you may find yourself in the condition that Sabinki found herself in. That when help came, it was too late. We took our sheep over to the Frazee's home because they had some pasture that they needed to have mowed down. And they had two pastures. One was in the front of their house and the other was in the back of their house. And Uncle Stan Frazee has a very nicely manicured lawn in between with a lot of flowers and whatnot. And it was amazing to me. We took the sheep and we dropped them off in that front pasture, and after a period of time they had eaten down the front pasture and it was time to move them to the back pasture. And so I went over, Stan called me up and said, "It's time to move the sheep." And so I went over to his house. And we brought our kids along and we thought we'd barricade between the front pasture and the house and between the house and the back pasture. And I was amazed. I hadn't been with the sheep for a number of weeks. And I opened that gate and I called the sheep. And they followed me and walked right along behind me all the way into the back pasture because they trusted me. With the exception of one. And that was Sabinki. And as soon as she got out of the pasture, she bolted off to the side. And it was pretty evident that she didn't want to go where I was going, but all the rest of the sheep were going the same way. They were following me. And Stan was amazed. I was amazed that they would follow me. And eventually, Sabinki decided that she'd rather be with the rest of the sheep, and so she followed me into the back pasture. And they were enjoying what was in the back pasture. Dear young people, do you know the Savior's voice? Do you know the Good Shepherd's voice? The way you know the Good Shepherd's voice is you have to spend time with Him. Are you spending time with Him? It's a solemn question. There's a couple other lessons that we learned about the sheep that I want to talk about. We have just a few more minutes. We learned that sheep have to have a shepherd. You know, we have some cows, and the cows really don't need anybody to protect them. They're pretty capable of protecting themselves. But sheep are not like that. Our sheep don't have any horns on them, and they have no natural defense. Let me say that again. Our sheep have no natural defense. Neither do you. When there's danger, there's only two things that the sheep can do. They can run, and they can baa. They can call for help. And when you have a little baby lamb, the only thing it can do is cry for help. The older ones, they can run around. And when they run around, there's just confusion. And it doesn't help them. At one point in time, we had a dog visit our pasture. Thankfully, we had the window open in our house, and we heard a lot of noise out in the pasture, and so we went to investigate. There was a dog running around the pasture chasing the sheep. And he had managed to bite several of the sheep on their hindquarters. Thankfully, we got there before there was a lot of damage. You and I are like sheep. It doesn't matter how old we are, we still don't have any defenses against the sheep, or against predators, against our enemies, naturally speaking, from ourselves. We can run, but you can't run fast enough. The sheep cannot run faster than the dogs. Dear young people, you need something besides yourself when the troubles that will come, come. Dear children, your only defense is to call out for help. We've had a lot of lambs on our property. And if you separate that lamb from the rest of the sheep, that lamb will simply be still and cry out for help. And I hope, and my lesson to those that are younger is you need to cry out for help to someone who can help you. And that one is the Good Shepherd. This Good Shepherd gave him his life for the sheep. Let's read a little bit more here in John chapter 10. I'll start in verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As my Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We went immediately out into that pasture when we heard there was a dog in the pasture. And we took care of the problem. And we caught the sheep and we dressed up their wounds. Dear one, there is two resources that you have. The first and primary resource is the Lord Jesus. And if you call out for help to Him, He is going to help you. He says that no man can pluck them from my hand, and no man can pluck them from my Father's hand. We have an unfailing resource in our Savior. And it's the only resource that you can count on. We do have another resource. There is such a thing as under-shepherds, and on our farm we have an under-shepherd. We have a white dog whose name is Willie. He's a Great Pyrenees. He's a sheepdog. He spends all of his time with the sheep. It really touched my heart. This year we had a little lamb that was born, and for reasons unknown to us, the mother did not adopt that lamb as her own. And so we had to bottle feed that lamb. What was interesting to me, we named that little lamb Bubba. And Bubba would come up to the fence as soon as we came over because he thought we'd have a bottle for him. And he really, every time we'd go into the pasture, he'd follow us around the pasture. And he appreciated us as his shepherd. But he also had a really good relationship with Willie. And oftentimes we'd go out to the pasture and Bubba would be curled up next to Willie. I think he was a really wise little lamb. Because if anybody could protect him in that pasture, it was Willie. And he would trot along behind Willie. Dear young people, there are under shepherds in the assembly here and in your own home assembly that watch for your souls as those that give an account. Follow them. Stay close to them. They're a wonderful resource. They are those that will give an account in a coming day for your souls. Time is up. Let's pray. Our loving God and our Father, we thank Thee for the picture that Thou hast given us of sheep. We own that we, by nature, are lost. We have turned everyone to his own way. But Thou didst lay our sin upon Thy beloved Son. We pray, our God and our Father, that there would be no one in this room that is pretending to be one of Thy sheep. We pray that each one of us would have a personal relationship with our shepherd, the Lord Jesus. We pray for help for the remainder of this day. We thank Thee, our God and our Father, that Thou hast given us an unfailing resource, someone who watches over us day and night, who is an all-the-way-home Savior. In His worthy, precious name we pray. Amen.